Hey, it's Coach Sarah, and welcome to Range of Change, the podcast where we dive into the pivotal moments of transformation that shape our lives. If you're looking for inspiration, insights, and real talk about navigating change, big or small, you found the right place. I'm an ICF-certified coach and a seasoned change manager with 2 decades of experience helping people and organizations thrive through life's hairy moments. Whether you're choosing to make a bold leap into a new chapter of your life, or life is choosing it for you, this community will explore how to not just survive, but thrive through change. Think of this podcast as your guide to becoming more resilient, more empowered, and ready to take on your next big change with confidence. Megan, thank you so much for joining me today on Range of Change. As you know, we talk about pivotal moments of change, and I think today we're going to talk about a series of changes that started when you went on a bit of a self-improvement journey.
Yes, we are. And Sarah, this is wonderful. I'm so excited to be in your studio with Thrive Coaches, and let's dive right in.
I love it. So before we do, I always ask everyone the same question to just sort of get a sense of where you're at on change. And that is, your next birthday, you open the door and you have a surprise party. Are you thrilled? Oh. Are you angry? Are you anxious? What's your reaction to a positive surprise?
I would be really thrilled to have all of my people be there to surprise me on my birthday. And it would be, I would be grateful after probably an hour, because the first hour, the type A controller in me would be freaking out that I didn't pick those flowers and the balloons aren't set up properly and I would be wanting to control everything. But then I would let it go, which I'm learning to do, and I'd have gratitude for all of my people being there.
That's a fantastic answer. Yeah. Very honest.
Very. Well, you're going to get a lot of honesty today.
I love it. And I love how you said that you're working on it, that you are very interested in self-improvement. Mm. And I understand that this journey started for you a few years ago.
Absolutely. Well, I think that this journey started probably a year after I was born. The moment I had any type of conscious awareness, I always sought to transform and improve myself. And I was always thinking about different ways to grow and evolve and become better. And I can remember, you know, growing up, I would read the fashion magazines and look at the models and look at the pictures of people and think, how could I, you know, adopt that style, or how could I adopt that attribute? So it was very looks-centered in my early years. But then as I got older, I became really focused on improving, you know, my intellect and my health and wellness journey, and just like the whole self-improvement gamut became really important to me.
Wow, that is so interesting that it started even when you were very young.
Yeah.
Like, I remember looking at, you know, all the like teeny bopper magazines, but I was looking at the boys. I wasn't even looking at the clothes.
Oh, I did that too. Oh, yeah. I think I would always, you know, I think it's the dopamine piece. It's the anticipation of the thing versus the thing itself. And I always have been such a dopamine junkie. So I've loved to imagine and dream up the next scenario and envision future self for, you know, the person I was going to marry or the career I was going to have. So I've always thrived on the, like, the next thing or the idealization of what could be, which has helped and hurt me throughout the years.
Yeah. You know, so you were at a point where you had a pretty settled life.
Mm-hmm.
You're married, you have your career, you're set up in Pittsburgh, a city that you love.
Mm-hmm.
And then you started going through a series of changes, self-initiated.
Yes.
That led you into a very different life as I came to meet you a few years later.
Yes, absolutely. So, okay, we're diving right in.
We're diving right in.
So let's go there. So as I said, I've always been really focused on self-improvement in that journey. And I was fortunate enough, I dated a lot of like crappy guys, but I was fortunate enough that when I got married, I married a good guy, a nice, good man. And the gift that he gave me was the peace in a relationship. And this could be a whole other podcast, but for the first time in my life, I had the peace in a relationship and a partner that was supportive, and it gave me the space to focus on me, which I hadn't done in so long. And so with that space and with the security of that relationship, I did go on to this kind of self-help mission. And there were certain triggering events. So COVID hit. And my role was eliminated, and I had always really prided myself on my work and on my career. So I found myself during COVID without a job. And, you know, I had all of this extra space to either be scared or live in fear or do something with it. And I just felt this energy in me, this excitement and this enthusiasm that this was the best gift I could have ever been given. And I would be, you know, lying to say that I didn't have fear before that. I kind of felt, once COVID hit, I felt that my career was shifting. I felt that my role would be eliminated soon after. I was in fear because of COVID. I'm a self-proclaimed hypochondriac, so I'm always in fear about something. And so I was really afraid with COVID of different things that could happen because of the pandemic. And so I was kind of like building up anxiety around things. And then when my role was eliminated, I was fully ready to have a meltdown. But instead, my energy kind of lifted me up. And I started reading. I've always been a reader, but I really invested in reading. So I began reading 50 pages of a book a day became my goal. Yeah. And sometimes it would be more, but I would read loads of books. Within a couple of months' time frame, I began journaling every single day. I began waking up at 5 a.m. and really focusing on meditation and health and wellness. And I got into movement. I got really into this specific aerobics/Pilates class that I found online. I ordered a spin bike and started doing spin. And so I had been doing all of these things in little spurts or in little bits and pieces along the way. But when my job was eliminated and with COVID and being kind of isolated to a house, it gave me the opportunity to really go big with all of these things and prioritize these things. And I actually found great delight and joy in not having to be on for social occasions. Like, I loved that I didn't have to go to happy hour after work or get ready and go into the office. So I found it all to be a really worthwhile experience. And in doing this work, I then started going deeper, and through journaling and through thinking about finding a new job, because, you know, we were a dual income household, but I wasn't without, you know, we weren't in a place where it could just fall on my husband to bring in the income. So I needed to find a job and I needed to find something. But I had the space to kind of figure out what that looked like. And through all of the work that I was doing, I veered away from corporate and into this idea that I really liked autonomy. I really liked creativity. I really liked spending time with myself and learning and growing and kind of using research to inform decisions rather than just following corporate process or best practice. And so I decided that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. And it was something that I think was always in me, but this time gave me the opportunity to like really bring life to it. And so I hunkered down and I built a company. I trademarked a methodology. I interviewed and met with CEOs. I launched a podcast. I wrote a book, which will be coming out hopefully this year. And I really just delved into all of this work around just self-help and personal growth and development and improvement. And I feel like you had a question, so I'll stop.
Well, I did. I was just, you know, thinking myself, like, I know not everyone was really scared during COVID, but I also was. I think there were a lot of us who just found ourselves completely not prepared to be afraid for our physical health, for our mental health, for what's going on with the kids, what's going on with the job. And I just love that, you know, you felt that, you experienced it, but you also took that time to start doing work, to do the reflection, do the journaling, do the meditating, like bring yourself back to center. And then out of that came a brand new business, a book, a methodology. Like, you really got fruits from that labor that you put in by going through your process.
Absolutely. And it wasn't easy either. I think because going back to being a hypochondriac, I think I had prepared myself my whole life for COVID, something like COVID. So this was no big, this was just a regular Tuesday for me, thinking I had some weird disease that I didn't really have. This was something that I think I was well prepared for. And then having the time away from all of the external stimuli, being on for people, you know, all of the things that I think we go through and don't really talk about, like, you know, pretending to be someone I'm not to please other people, you know, turning myself on to be this tough, powerful woman in a room full of men in a corporate environment. You know, I was able to do those things. I learned to do them well, but it wasn't really my authentic me. And being able to just kind of have that space allowed me great peace and allowed me to reconnect with the things that I love the most. And also I realized during that time, I'm more of an introvert than I thought I was. I always thought I was such an extrovert, but I loved that time with me and my dog and my husband, and my mom was living with us at the time. So it was really nice. And we celebrated that time and really enjoyed it. But the interesting thing that happened to me, and I know that you want to talk about pivotal change, and my change wasn't an overnight thing. It happened over time, but then the change itself was massive. So as I started to create and I found myself in this creative space, I realized, and this is the best gift that I think people can give themselves, that my energy had shifted. And I think really it's not about what we do. It's not about what we say. It's not about even what we believe. It is about those things. But I think the most important piece is, where is our energy? I think our energy really dictates a lot of how we move through things. And I changed my energy in finding my creative self and in, you know, doing this amazing work that I had been waiting so long to do and didn't even know I had been waiting for.
Oh, yeah.
And because my energy changed, things just started coming to me. Now, I know that people talk about manifestation as if it's this like mystical thing. And some people work to debunk it and define it in a more literal sense. I hesitate to even use that word, but I did start to, I believe, manifest certain things because my energy was right. And I believe that like attracts like. So I was putting... you know, I was believing in myself, and I think it was kind of exuding out of me. And while I wasn't meeting with people in person, I'd have virtual sessions, virtual coaching sessions with companies. I would have opportunities to pitch my business to different companies and look for work. I was conducting podcasts and meeting interesting people and listening to what people were saying. So I was putting good energy out there of self-belief and confidence and love, but it was pure for the first time. And because of that, I was bringing back things that were right for me. So a lot of things in my life, even though, and this is the interesting bit, even though I was confined to a house with my husband, my dog, and my mother, and it was COVID, all of these big world things started happening to me. And so one example was I received an opportunity to trademark this methodology that I'd worked really hard to create and that I'm so in love with. And I can't wait to share that on the next podcast.
Me either.
Will be the book that's coming out, hopefully this year. But I, through connections, through networking virtually, I met this amazing lawyer. And he specialized in trademark law. And because we became great friends, he helped me trademark my methodology for a quarter of the price. Mm. And I had been shopping different lawyers to help me with this methodology and help me figure all of this out. And I was really kind of overwhelmed with the process and not kind of finding what I needed to with different people. And then this man simply fell into my lap and became a great friend and helped me with my trademark. And it was a beautiful experience, and it was seamless, and it came with ease. And then another piece was, I always thought, okay, well, I've trademarked my own company. I've trademarked my own methodology. I have my own company. I've, you know, been women's owned business certified, which I was able to do on my own and I was really proud of. And then there became, you know, this idea, this challenge of money, because I knew that I wasn't going to be making a ton of money right away, but I really believed in what I was doing. And so I applied to be a freelance consultant and I got a job right away. And I'm not saying that because I'm so amazing. I'm saying that because the energy was right and I was showing up in the right way. And I was really, really hypervigilant about what I invested my time in. So I was only looking at opportunities that really felt aligned to me and not wasting time on things that didn't feel right.
Oh, I love that. I feel like that's such an important point. So I'm just going to underline it and not to interrupt you. But yeah, I mean, I think so many of us are, we might realize that something isn't right right now. And then we just sort of struggle. We flounder about, should I do this? Should I do that? But when you're really aligned on what you're doing,
you know,
and yeah, you find those opportunities, you create those opportunities because you're putting your energy out almost like a laser in one direction instead of scattering it all over the place.
Yes. Yes. And then you feel depleted and you're just going through the motions.
Yeah,
absolutely. So things were really working. Things were really falling into place. And then some other things started to happen. So as I was journaling, I was working on, you know, I told you in the beginning, I'm a dopamine junkie. That doesn't change for me. So I'm thinking about, okay, what's next? Where do I want to go? Where do I see myself? And while also working on the business, I started working on me and started to envision, you know, my life. What did I want to be or where did I want to be living? And I remember one day, it was so silly, but it was so much fun, sitting down with all of these poster boards and magazines and creating this vision board and thinking about, you know, what I wanted in my life. And a lot of it was centered around, I want to travel the world. I want to ultimately live in New York City, not forever maybe, but for a period of time, I want to have an apartment in New York City. And I remember writing down very specifically, it can be small, it doesn't need to be big, but I want it to be beautifully decorated. I love aesthetics. And so I got really specific about my New York life, the restaurants I would eat at, the museums I would go to, the people I would interact with. I got specific about how I wanted to show up for my family and friends. I got specific about how I wanted to build out my company and also how I wanted to travel. And one of the really interesting things at this time was I was really afraid of flying because going back to the hypochondria piece, I had a fear of flying and I hadn't really flown up until COVID in about 7 years. In fact, I missed a really good friend's wedding because of my fear of flying. Oh. I was in the wedding. That wasn't good.
Oh.
But, you know, COVID came and I started to have the space to kind of face these fears and phobias and have conversations with myself around them without the threat or fear or pressure of having to do the thing. I could just think about it and give myself kind of time to work through why I wasn't, you know, confident or comfortable doing these things. So I did a lot of work on me. And while all of this was going on, COVID starts to unravel a bit. We start, you know, vaccines come out and the world starts to happen again. And I actually had a reverse effect with COVID where I loved when COVID happened for me personally. I didn't love it for the world or anything like that, but it gave me the space to do some really great work. When it was over, it was kind of like, oh my gosh, we have to go back in the world now. And I wasn't necessarily prepared for that. So I worked really hard to keep the tools, maintain the tools and the work that I had done. And kind of help myself through that reintroduction into the world because I was a different person. And now I'm coming back into the world and entering friendships and relationships in a very different way than I had before COVID had hit. And so this is where things really shifted for me. Because my energy had changed, because I was doing the work, I believe, I received a call about a job opportunity and interviewed for the job because I thought, why not, even though I had my business that I was working on. And after one interview, I received a call back and was offered the job. And it was 3 times the money that I had ever made in any other career or any other job I had had. It was my dream job to the degree of my title was about this big and it was like, head of all of the things, culture transformation, change management, HR, all of the things that I loved in one job. And I couldn't turn, I didn't feel I could turn it down. I struggled for a bit with this idea that I had started this company and I really believed in it and I really believed that it would be successful, but it wasn't successful yet financially. And I thought, you know what, I can put this on ice. I can take this job and it's going to be great. You know, I'm going to have this extra added bonus of more experience and more connections and this amazing long title. And then I'm going to be able to turn around in a few years and come back to my business and everything's going to work out. And this is where I'm going to caution people that, you know, your energy and the work that you do has got to be ongoing. And the minute that I believe the minute we let ourselves fall back into unconscious choice, we kind of stop and say, oh, this is so good, I'm just going to jump and go for it without really thinking through. I think we then trigger a chain of events that can derail us or, you know, take us in a different direction than we had planned. So I'm not saying it was good or bad, but that choice changed everything for me because I took that job and I threw myself into it, and it sucked the life out of me in a good way, in a bad way, in all of the ways. I gave everything to that work and I was really, really good at it. And at the same time, my marriage completely unraveled.
Oh.
Because I was so focused on everything but the person that I spent my life with. And I let my marriage unravel and, you know, believed that I had outgrown the relationship, that I was kind of on this journey to be the best version of me. And this was the process. I met someone that was much more aligned to my new journey, that fit the narrative better, that I could have the conversations with that I wanted to have, and do the things with that I wanted to do. And then all of a sudden it was a roller coaster. I was now traveling the world. I moved to New York for work, and I found myself living in this dream apartment with the most beautiful furniture, with the most beautiful things, going to great museums, and having this life that I had written about only a year and a half prior in my journal during COVID. And everything just happened so quickly. And, you know, I sit here today not with some, you know, perfect package with a bow on it of this is how you do life, or this is the process I use, or this is the way that I went through a pivotal change. But really simply sharing a story of awareness around the fact that, you know, going back to when COVID started and I got really excited, I found excitement in my belly about losing my job and having space, to where I'm at today, which is a very different place. You know, there are consequences to everything that we do. And, you know, I'm still on my journey and I'm still trying to figure out, you know, what does this mean? Where is the next? How am I piecing this all together? And there's so many, you know, on the roller coaster I've been through over the past, you know, 5 years, there's been so many beautiful moments, like so many moments that just take your breath away because you can't believe this is your life.
Yeah.
And then there's been moments of just like crying on the floor thinking, how am I even going to get up to get a glass of water? Like, how am I even going to make it? And I think that, you know, where I sit today, we have to be honest with ourselves and give ourselves permission to just be where we're at and respect our process and respect our journey and do our best to learn from our mistakes or from the great things that we do and allow our story to unfold so that we can see kind of who we are and where we're going. And also really, again, going back to the consequences of doing, you know, every decision we make has a consequence, whether it's positive or negative or both. And, you know, really being thoughtful about the choices that we make and connecting the dots. Because, you know, as I told you in a personal conversation before, my life would be completely different had I said no to that job and stayed on the path of building my company and stayed in my home in Pittsburgh with my family at the time. And I also wouldn't have had the opportunity to go to Paris for the first time, which was a life dream of mine, and get on a plane and fly, because the opportunity presented itself finally, or be with this you know, wonderful man who I'm having the most fun with, and we really enjoy our lives together, and we travel and we do great things, you know. But I also, there's kind of a loneliness to what I've lost and a connection to that. So yeah, I think it's all a journey. And one other thing I'll say, and then I promise you, I'm being so taught, I'll calm down. But one other thing I'll say is, someone had said to me through all of this, not referring to my situation, but just in general conversation, that the thing with grief or negative feelings or anything like that is they never really go away. Like, grief never really goes away. Mm-hmm. Or a negative, you know, the way we talked, our negative self-talk never really goes away. But our life becomes bigger. And it gets smaller. And I think that that's where I'm at now, where, you know, change is happening all the time, all around all of us. And when I look at the changes that have happened in my life, some of them I've caused, some of them have just happened, some of them have happened as a consequence of something I've done. I look at how big my life has become and all of the wonderful things and challenging things I'm playing with and moving through. And it definitely makes it easier to kind of look at things differently when you grow your life rather than sit stuck in a specific place.
Yeah. You know, and I really love that you mentioned the journey, because, you know, COVID was clearly a very impactful time for you, and you basically envisioned a life and are now living it. But it's not like everything's perfect. It's not like that's the end of the story. Yes. Because the journey continues, and there's still things you're figuring out, and you're bringing your tools forward with you, which is incredible and allows you to continue doing the work. But it's an incredible story, and it's also just such a strong reminder of what life looks like when you're really aligned with your energy and you are working in the direction of your dreams, and how you can actually make your dreams a reality. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that, you know, the work is done.
Absolutely. I think you've summed that up nicely.
So I am curious, you know, you said that you changed a lot during COVID. Mm-hmm. You did a lot of work. You did a lot of personal growth. You did vision boards and all of the work. As you sit here today looking back on that time, what is sort of like the most impactful tool that you developed or process, or just the part of that that you continue to carry with you now that we're back out in the world?
That's a great question. I'm sure there are several things that I would want to share if I went back and really thought about it. But the first thing that comes to my mind when you ask this question is this idea of incorporating moments of resistance in your life on purpose to overcome them, to prepare yourself for the harder moments that take you by surprise. Meaning that one of the things that I incorporated into my methodology and that I've incorporated into my personal routine during that time and continue are challenging little things that I have to overcome throughout the day to make myself stronger. And they're really healthy, positive challenges. So I try to commit to working out for 2 hours a day, and I try to make it fun. But there are many days, most days, where I don't want to, and I force myself to do it. I overcome the desire to say, you've done this 6 days. Do you really need to do it 7? And I don't have to do it 7, but I do it because I like to push myself through that self-talk that makes it so easy to become like this domino effect to other things. Oh, might as well just go on social media. Might as well just watch TV. Give yourself a break. And so I carve out moments of resistance to overcome, and I set small challenges for myself to prepare myself for when really hard things do happen. And hard things have happened in the past, you know, well, hard things happen all the time. I'm much more prepared now to navigate and think through and move through those challenges. I'm much less reactive. So having those moments of resistance have been really helpful for me.
It's interesting because you frame it as resistance, and I see that, but it's also like wellness. It's self-care in a different way of looking at it. And it sounds like self-care is integral to both your self-improvement journey and, you know, just the cadence of life that you've built today.
Yes. This is great to share this story and have this conversation with you. And I always love our conversations. I think that one of the things that I get from our time together is you're such a good listener, and you give me those gentle nudges to think about things differently or see things differently, and you kind of help piece the puzzle together of all of life's little pieces. You help kind of bring them together through objective observation, which is really lovely to have in a friend and to have that connection with you.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. And one thing that I appreciate that we do for each other that any two people can do is I think we're really good accountability partners. I mean, I think we help each other to ideate. So I know that I have done a lot of work coming out of conversations I've had with you. And we hold one another accountable. We meet regularly. We check up on each other. It sounds a little draconian, but it is fully supportive. Yes. And I think that I know it has helped me to achieve things that I've been looking mm-hmm. to achieve. I've seen you move along the stages as well. So it's something that I think is just a lovely thing to do with somebody who matches your interests and ambition level. And, you know, you don't want to force someone into this journey. But if you find someone who's willing,
absolutely,
it's such a gift.
It's so wonderful. Thank you for having me on here.
Yes. Thank you for joining me today,
You're
Megan.
You're welcome.